Roll call vote.
No, please do it now.
Let's throw the water out.
The crane's going.
Okay.
What's your question?
Start the meeting.
There's a bigger one.
I'm going to call the meeting to order. Could we please stand and say the pledge of allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Can I have an approval of the agenda?
Of the roll call.
Can I have a roll call? I don't have my glasses.
Roy?
Here.
Roger?
Here.
Andy?
Here.
Jan?
Here.
Angie?
Here. Can I have an approval of the agenda, please?
I so move.
I'll second it. Andy?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
Roy?
Here.
Jan?
Here. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I don't see any agenda-related public comments, so our new business is suspending 14-day stay rules for fire evacuees at the RV park.
I make a motion to suspend the 14-day rule for evacuees at the RV park as long as they show proof they're evacuee.
For discussion?
I'll second it so we can discuss it.
Second. Okay. Now we can have discussion.
Is there even anybody who is enforcing that 14-day stay rule?
Wait.
What do you mean, anybody?
Wait, no one's reached the 14 days yet.
No one has reached the 14 days.
What I'm getting at is, where's this 14-day stay rule coming from?
Apparently the ether, according to the documentation we have here, there's no reason we have to have it whatsoever.
Correct.
Well, it's...
We have a resolution that created it.
Right.
So we do have it, but there's no requirement, is what we're understanding now.
So a previous commission and a previous manager made the resolution, and I don't know what the information was given to the commission to base that resolution on, and so here we are today.
Is this board interested in discussing I'm under the understanding that even our state parks are lifting that 14-day rule.
That is correct.
I think they're just lifting it for the fires, but they still enforce it.
Yes, for the fires.
Yeah, I think otherwise, like if you were going to go to, Oahe Reservoir, and if you stayed more than 14 days, they would tell you you have to leave.
Yes.
I think all state parks are under the 14-day rule, and... You know, I've heard, moving out for a day and coming back. I think it's the same as, it's a common rule throughout the state park system. I don't know about national parks.
I know it is. For Oregon, I have a RV spot in Coos Bay for the whole month, and I was talking to some other fishing guides that wanted to stay at some of the state parks, and they specifically couldn't because of the limited time that they can be there.
All right, but what Skyler's research as presented here is telling us is that we are not bound by that. So the question, I haven't been here long enough to have had firsthand experience, but what I've been told is that in the past we used to have permanent tenants in there, and since we've kicked them out, we haven't had the occupancy that we had before.
We also had a lot of nightmares with that went with it. It was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But what I'm getting at is, take your RV park, Roger. You can do month to month.
Oh, yeah.
And how do you keep the riffraff out that you'd call, we had trouble here at the park? You monitor that? Your RV can't be more than 10 years old. Why can't this port do that?
They're also all the way up the canyon to where the people that come in for 2 or 3 days never see those RVs or those people normally. They are way up in the canyon, in the 90 and 50 row.
And you have to be careful what you put in there, but in a lot of private parks do have a section for long-term people and a section for daily, weekly. But that's not today.
That's not what we're discussing today.
Right.
Yeah, but if Roy would like to bring it onto a future agenda, I'm certainly open to discussing it.
And there's other parks, and you know, the same thing to me. There's parks that let you stay in the wintertime monthly, but won't let you stay in the summertime monthly.
Right. And I can research it more because I did hear a lot of horror stories, people squatting, and then you couldn't get them out. It was a battle.
It is very difficult to remove someone that's in there on month to month.
Well, so the rental.
It was a total.
So let's get back to what's on the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't have anything further to discuss on a temporary suspension, but I will make a, before we move on to the next agenda item, I have another motion to make after we deal with this one. I don't have anything further to discuss on Roger's motion, but I have another motion on this topic. Okay. So I'm just saying, when after you've okay. called that question, I'll have something else.
I have one other comment, somewhat related. The Elks Lodge in Brookings yesterday also suspended its 14-day,
mm-hmm.
but they're still charging people to stay there.
Sure.
And you know, obviously, the only change we're making is suspending the 14 days for the fire evacuees.
Well, my other issue will be on the cost, the price.
So, all right. So, on this issue, 14 days, Roger has made the motion.
It was seconded.
Andy seconded. Okay. Can I have a roll call? Excuse me. Go ahead.
Yeah. Andy.
Yes.
Jan.
Yes.
Roger.
Yes.
Roy.
Yes.
Angie.
Yes.
Okay. I would like to move that we extend evacuees a 50% discount. And I'm basing that on these state rules that we were presented that prohibit any price differentiation for locals greater than 50%. So it says that there's a whole section on you can't discriminate based on race or gender or anything like that. And then it says if you do discriminate based on locale, it has to be within a factor of two.
Well, since that isn't on the agenda and there was not an amended agenda, then this needs to be at another meeting, I feel.
We can vote on his motion.
Well.
He made a motion. We have to vote on it.
Well, we have to see if there's a second.
Right. So you made the motion?
I made the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Discussion?
I'm concerned about the other unintended problems that could create once we start messing with that rate. There are some places, you know, there is the Harris Beach State Park, there's Ship Ashore, there's other places where people can stay at no charge. I am interested, how many evacuees do we have at the park?
That was one thing I was gonna bring up. So right now we only have one. The second one left today. So we only have one evacuee that we know of, that we went and checked. But we do have four guests that are staying that is part of the fire crew. So do you want to extend that to them as well? The 14-day stay rule and also maybe the rate change if that's approved.
Well, let's wait on the fire people and let's discuss the rates at this time.
Yeah, they can go, you know, if you look at it, down at the old Ship Ashore, they're sitting on grass with no electricity, no Wi-Fi, and no cable. So they're still furnishing this.
My other concern is several. We're a port, we're a business. There are other places for these people to stay. And if you do something like this, what happens to all the people that came in and got to go back home? Are they gonna be in here, you know, I want a refund? That will happen. And I just feel there's other options, and the financial position this port is in, I don't feel that we can do that.
You know, the state gets lottery funds to run their parks. We don't get any funds for our park. We don't have to pay back. We might have got funds for our park. We have to pay them back. Also, I'm against reducing the rate. They have other places that are cheaper to go.
We're also looking at losing potentially several spaces because of electrical issues. And if there's fewer spaces available for visitors that are paying the full rate, I'd be concerned about that as well.
Well, I spoke with staff this morning, and we're presently, as of this morning, 51% occupied.
You spoke with the RV staff?
Yeah. And so I don't think we have that problem in the immediate future. And this is Labor Day weekend, so I think this is impacting our occupancy, and I was kind of thinking it might actually bring more revenue in. I'm certainly willing to amend the motion so that it only applies future going forward.
I agree with that, Jim.
Any more discussion?
Curious what your opinion is or what your thoughts on this are.
I don't really have an opinion on it. I've, you know, Angie's right. We are hurting for income to support. So, if it brings in more people, then maybe that compensates for it. So, and we're losing 35 sites for power, by the way, not just 16. Yeah, that one pedestal is servicing 35. So, Tuesday, power's gonna be turned off.
Also. For the emergency situations happening right now with the evacuees, I see RVs like over here and beside the building and stuff. And has this basically been where it's an emergency and the parking isn't being aggressively enforced right now?
That's correct. Some of the campers that you see over by Basin 2 are firefighters. It belongs to the firefighters, not so much the evacuees. But there is a couple of evacuees, camper back here was, the campers are back over here were firefighters, but I think there's only one or two evacuees that are kind of roaming around. So yeah, I'm not enforcing.
We have no idea how long this is going to go on or if it's going to get better or worse.
You know, if you reduce the rate, this thing can go on. Oh, I'm affected by fire until October when the rains come. You know, probably won't be, but
one thing, the Elks Lodge, I was talking to one of the board members there, one of their concerns about reducing that rate is there are people that are being reimbursed by their insurance companies for this, and we may be reducing the rate or not charging them, and they're still going to make a claim to their insurance company as well.
That's true, Andy. That's up to $5,000. I forgot about that.
I think, wouldn't that be... I don't know if that would be just for being evacuated. Certainly, if you have insurance and you lose your home, most homeowners insurance is going to cover temporary housing. But I don't know about just being evacuated. I didn't check my policy to see what it has. But it is a possible point.
Any further discussion? Gary, roll call.
Jen, did you want to amend that motion?
He amended it.
I amended it so that it's future forward only.
And okay. You agreed to it, so I assume that.
I agreed to it, but I didn't make a second, but I will second that.
Okay. Roll call.
Roger.
No.
Roy.
No.
Jen.
Yes.
Andy.
No.
Angie.
No. Non-agenda related public comments.
I guess I would just encourage you guys to think about, there probably will be additional evacuees. I know I have friends that live up the Winchuck that are possibly, if they get put on level 3, they're coming to the port. That's what they told me. So I know that the state park is filled up, and so And just remember that that's going to probably continue for a little while. So
I have one comment on that. Is the state, which is waiving the stay limit and the fee for them, should look at some of their properties, like McVeigh State Park and the Winchuck Wayside, and open those up to evacuees. And some members of the public may need to bring that up with, starting with Harris Beach, and see if they would do that. But like, especially McVeigh Park, where there's grass, and there's a substantial amount of room at the Winchuck Wayside as well, and Chrissy Field. But I think the state, which has a lot more funding than the port has.
And there's also other RV parks other than the port.
I'm sure that at River's Edge now has got lots of sites now.
They're still closed, as last I heard.
No. Yeah. No, they're open.
They're open.
They're open again.
Yeah.
But I know that Driftwood had 3 or 4 come out of there and not going back up, because it's even more convenient here.
Well, there is no doubt. I believe that the state parks, when they collect fees, that just they don't live on that. That goes up to the state, and then they get a budget back from the state. And we are clearly, you know, dependent on what we collect. That's what keeps this port alive. So
get lottery funds for state parks too, expansions.
Well, we're getting lottery funds in that grant next year.
We're getting. Yes, but we're not getting direct money to, right, to run our business, other than being infrastructure. We're not getting money to.
Anyway, vote's done, so that's it.
Okay, we're going to move into executive session pursuant to ORS 192.660-2B. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.